They don't appear in Parliament even though they are.
We don't have any problem. We have agenda today. These are issues we have dealt with in the past. Basically, the only going to be about adoption today. And of course, some of the issues that we want to raise for the changes that we want to see as well. Everything that goes with adoption. Let me first deal with the issue of apologies. We received apologies from the Honorable Prime Minister, Kosana Ntasi. And coupled with that, let me deal quickly, Honorable Members, with the issue of attendance. Attendance tends to be a problem in the committee. Partly because, this is my view, members are also members of other committees. More often than not, I get the impression that those members that are also members of other committees prioritize the other committees when there are clashes between the two. That's the right thing. So it may not be a fault, necessarily a fault of the honorable members. But secondly, the other parties, especially the smaller parties, you know, have 2-3 people, which makes it very difficult for them to attend all committees at the same time, attend a full of their own. What is a fault of political parties is the fact that alternates, because all of us know the practice that alternates should attend, independent members do not attend. And I haven't seen any attending the committee meetings. To that effect, I have directed a communication to all political parties to please ensure that they send their alternates in the event that the members of the committee cannot attend. And I really hope that all parties will take the matter seriously. There are members here that have been consistent. But there are also members in the community who have not been consistent throughout. And I can only hope that the parties. So what we will do is we directed the communication at this stage to the members of the committee or at least the leaders of the parties who are in the committee. At this stage, my view is perhaps we shouldn't escalate it to the chief at this stage. But if there is no improvement, certainly we have to escalate it to the chief of the parties. Thank you, honorable members, for your attendance. So hopefully, honorable members, we will be able to deal with this issue. Okay. Honorable members, we are dealing with, as I said, with the adoption. We dealing with the press plan review that we did a couple of weeks ago. Also the report on the progress made in terms of regional integration. Then the report on the seminar held that we had about the involvement of companies in security-related activities and how that undermined our foreign policy, or the impact that it had on our foreign policy. And then adoption of minutes. So that's primarily what we're going to deal with today. So let's go to the press plan. I hope we've given ourselves the chance to go through and perhaps compare with our notes. them, distract them. May I just once again say, thank the honorable members for the attention to that question. I repeat what I said the last time, it was probably one of the best strike plans I've ever attended, strike plan sessions I've ever attended. The substantive issues that were dealt with, the approach, I got the sense, honorable members, that we had a better sense as a committee in terms of where we want to take Parliament in terms of international relations, and in particular the focus area going forward. I won't rehash the word for it, but it was very good. We hope, honorable members, that the document in front of you captures what we've discussed. Now, it's slightly different on this question now. We've tried to to make the strike plan as extensive as possible, looking at outputs and looking at the responsibility and people who we're targeting, and also adding the time frame in terms of what it is that we have done. Honorable members, shall we take it page by page, or do we want to engage it just broadly?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was thinking, looking through the strike plan, I was thinking, wondering, isn't it the other people don't attend because we like a dying committee, there's nothing happening there. There's a lot that we can do, but we're doing nothing. If I just start with page number 8, from outside business, there's nothing in the future that we can relate to, that we can think of, there's no time business because it was set. So we're thinking here, and the time frame is full, but nothing is happening there. If you go to page number 9, conduct study tours. The last 9 months, nothing has happened. So that's why I think the people lose interest. If you go a bit lower down, the development of framework mandate for political treaties negotiations. We haven't touched that. If you go to the next page, page number 10, on top. Flagship companies to investigate the concept of it. We haven't touched that. And I don't think we're going to do that. Then you go further down, page number 10. All international participation, Pan-African Parliament, PAAC, that whole list. And the idea is our output is regular interaction on regional integration and international relations matters. We've never seen any of those bodies, we've never spoken to any, we don't know anything about them, that's part of our job to do. So nothing is going on there. I haven't seen one of these people one of these organizations, not one. And they've got all the time, they've got things going on, and we're inviting people, we're never there. Then when I go to page number 14, our regional integration ensures Durko plays a leadership role in SADC. We have no communication with SADC at all up to now. Then the next point, South African relationship with BRICS. We never had anything to do with BRICS. We don't know what the idea is. We just hear the closer we can get to it. If, because President Zuma couldn't attend the meeting, then we read about it, and then we know something about it. So I'm just worried that we've got a dying committee because nothing is happening. We're discussing programs and we're discussing things, but we're not doing anything. Thank you very much.
Can I help
you?
My colleague had a little bit wrong in the sense that what we have before us is a strategic plan. Now, I would hope that out of that strategic plan, a concrete set of action steps are taken which engages the very things that we're talking about. So, in other words, because it does strike me when looking at, there's lots of words like ensure, ensure that, monitor, and I would hope that what we do after we set out or we adopt the strategic plan is actually detail how we are going to do it, and then the various things that my colleague is talking about will naturally flow from that. I mean, he's quite right in the sense that up until now, we haven't been doing that type of thing, but that was the very purpose of the strategic plan, to define in broad concept what the strategy is relating to the various aspects that we've identified. Now that we've identified those aspects, we then have to draw up an action plan to actually do the ensuring, do the monitoring, and that's the next step forward. So I think my colleague is one step ahead of us, but I think that we are on that way, hopefully.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I want to agree with because when we started the workshop, we did indicate that out of the site plan must come a program of action. And I had actually thought that when we gather here today, that we got something, we can actually get a program. But out of the site plan goes the program. And like the entrepreneur said as well, like you said, jumping the gun a bit, but
we
thought that was okay. Because then you must work on that program and attach dates and times and all of that to it. So we just have what we've agreed in the strategic planning meeting, but we don't have a program that goes out of that.
But
and that is what needs to happen.
But with respect, you can't ask the officials to do a program before you've adopted it officially. The set plan, and that's what the purpose of today is, to adopt officially the set plan. Only ones that have been adopted can move ahead and do the detailed program.
Okay. Yes, you're right, Honourable Davidson. In fact, the intention is to have the program next week, so that then we deal with the program. But we have to adopt the first step. But I agree with Honourable Ilo, you know, and in fact all the honourable members, we need to action this thing. But we can only do so once we've done what we have to do in terms of the process. So let's return to the third level, Honourable Ilo. And should we take it page by page? Let's take it page by page. Cover page. okay, page 2. The mission, mandate, track of strategic objectives. Continue. Page 3. Improvement of oversight, non-partisan agenda, economic growth. Okay. Page 4, please, if I'm too quick or fast, indicate enhanced political and economic integration of studies, improvement of knowledge and skills of members. Ensure sustained relations with strategic formation of the
Let's just go back to enhance political and self integration of state. There is a parliamentary committee that works with state. And I just wonder, does it ever meet? Does it ever, we have no interaction with that whatsoever. And I mean, should it exist separate to ourselves, or should we not be that body that actually monitors the static process and be an integral part of it? I mean, just strikes me that it's a duplication of the report.
You're right. You see, you will know the challenge that we have with for instance, our work in the context of feature, the lack of a link between, you know, for instance, we're supposed to be doing the ACPE, the oversight, you know, over implementation and policy in terms of ACPE, SAEU, and all these bodies. But there are other parliamentary committees that actually participate on this in this structure, such as parliamentary forum, for instance. You know, we do oversight over the African Union, but then there's a PAP group from parliament that are members of PAP. So there's that problem, which now what? At least I've been trying to do from where I'm sitting, were to argue consistently that members of our community should be part of the structure. Because if you're part of the problem, is that many of the members in who are participating in this structure have no substantive knowledge of the issues discussed. I mean, you will know, for instance, in SAE, even the articulation on some of the issues, so substantively, so that's the challenge that we have. So there's this, committee versus PGIR and how it functions. That remains a problem. Partly it has to do with health and so on. It becomes a difficult.
But if I can just follow through, that's something quite fundamental, because unless we can't exercise oversight. I mean, I'm a part of the SAE delegation, and I'm aware of the fact that we don't even submit a report to the committee. So how can this committee then exercise oversight on it? Because they don't even get a report. We don't get a report about the state, we don't get a report about ACP, EU. How do you exercise oversight in this context?
Well, what we've agreed to, because I've engaged the House Chair on this specification. So what we've agreed to with the House Chair was, apart from, because she agreed with the principle that, our members of this committee must be on all these bodies, right? She's agreed with that principle. But you will know, in terms of the appointments and so on, are not done by the House Chair, they're done by the Chief. So, that's one thing. But secondly, but we've agreed to that principle, and she's trying to push for that on the one hand. You will also know that some of the members of the committee are rather on some of the working groups, not necessarily the focus groups. But secondly, we've agreed that those reports, at least on that one, we've also agreed that those reports should be funneled through to the committee. Even if we just take note of the issues and so on, but at least the committee is up to date, because the committee doesn't necessarily engage with this or this infrastructure. But on that list, we've at least agreed some problems, but not everything. Okay, let's go to page five. Global government, the department, South-South, dealing with matters of public interest, discharging of statutory functions. Page 6, Department implementing arms. That's just a list. Okay, then what we have there at the back is really an outline, of the generically in terms of what we see as the committee's activities in this various area. This, of course, will have to find expression in the program, as we just pointed out. Page 7. Thank you. Let me just before you come in, just note, our members should just note, we will be dealing with legislation, possibly in the next term, again, this will find a concession in the program. But because we rarely, as a committee, deal with legislation, one is once in a decade, that happens. We're looking at the training issue in terms of refresher and so on, to assist us to deal with the legislation appropriately. That should help us a lot. That relates to both bills, the foreign service bill and the SASPA bill.
If you look at the outside engineering activities, we want the 11 pages of the 12 pages, 13 pages. And clearly that means that there's going to have to be some sort of prioritization. Because the committee people decide to take on all of that. So can I assume that what you will be doing is obviously implicit in the program, you will be prioritizing. Now, of course, it's very difficult to sit cold in a room like this and prioritize simply because you don't know what the availability of people are and who you would want to interact with in order to fulfill those tasks. And that obviously you would have to do in your programming function. But can I then assume that you would be presenting with us not only a program of action, but also have prioritized in that where you see us going in terms of this long term? Because, I mean, some of us might only get to 2 years' time. Well, that's excellent. And over what period of time are we looking? I mean, this is a hell of a lot here. Are we saying this is a 5-year program, 3-year program, or until the end of the term of Parliament? If we can just get some sort of clarity in that, then perhaps we can debate the prioritization with you.
All right.
I just want to note that my concern, I thought that we were going to do it not page by page, but also, but the concern I raised must just be what it is.
Yes.
Because that is a reasonable concern.
Okay. No, it's fine. I thought we had addressed them in the context of the program.
Yeah.
So your concerns are noted. However, I think it will be important that when we deal with the program and issues of prioritization, that those concerns actually find expression in that program in terms of how it's structured, in terms of how forward-looking it is, and what issues it contains. Yes. Otherwise, we can have that discussion here for the whole day.
I just want to say,
and not
it's difficult for us to discuss it here. It's for you to know what is the present content, what is the availability.
Yeah.
It's better if you take all these things in consideration while doing a plan and give us like a...
That's exactly what you will do. That's exactly what you will do. I mean, there's general concerns at the moment. There's an absolute concern at the
moment.
And it's actually... It's not the same, so it's absolute. Okay. Well, thank you, members. excuse me. That's good. Now you're doing your job. Now you're just saying that someone must move. Let's get a move up adoption. Honorable Suleiman, seconded by Honorable Jacobson. Thank you. Now you're doing your job.
I'm certified.
Certified. I would think that is overkill. Now, the second one is the report on the workshop. Actually, the report on the workshop that we had on the processes of the regional integration. Honourable member, are you happy with the attendance?
Yes.
everybody, nobody is excluded or included, anti-poverty. Okay, thank you.
Is
there access
without
me?
No.
Sorry?
There's no
able to. Yeah, it looks like without the world. Well, that's one also, but. Okay, members, shall we also proceed page by page? Or shall I hold the document this one if I'm in the Okay. Are there any issues that any member wants to point out of the document that may want to have to do?
Well, can I just raise a point? I think at some stage, when a contingency hearing, a very troubled report about what is happening in Eastern Congo, and I think it doesn't relate specifically to this, but obviously it's in a static region, and I wonder if we cannot get a thorough reset, because the potential of another massive outbreak of violence and all the problems that we've associated with that region in the past. And I think we need to be apprised of it and just, and you know, I have people visiting my office that have talked about all sorts of hidden agendas and what is going on, and I want to get a proper story.
You don't really cut the race out of Kathy, do you?
No,
or you must be the descendant of a Sango. No, look, we are in fact looking at that, putting something together. We've had a correspondence from DRC, you know, communicating with them. They are eager to make a presentation to the committee. But you see that the intention was to include that in the program. It's certainly going to be part of the program. The also Swaziland Nairobi is also, and then of course the usual suspect Zimbabwe will also be part of. Remember, we said we wanted to prioritize SADC. That's what you said, Mr. President. And prioritizing SADC, speaking about regional integration is one thing, but if we don't deal with those issues that are feared to the region, that actually, you know, threaten to undermine the very regional integration. So that's the, it's going, certainly going to be part of it.
Can I just use the opportunity, work forward, really abuse this opportunity? when the DG was here the last time, he spoke about something which opened my eyes and I thought incredibly interesting, and that was on Mali. And he spoke about the activities of Al-Qaeda and how much attention we were placing, or the world was placing, on the east coast of Africa with Somali and the whole question of piracy and protecting that trade route. And the problem with the West was that if it spread, Al-Qaeda spread in the West, you'd have that self-same problem in the West. So it was a political South African national interest to make sure that what was happening in Mali, I mean, there was a responsible resolution. Can we get a briefing on that? Because that's 7-8.
All right. Yes.
Mr. Chair, also related to something that comes out of here, but also the question that was raised, I think it was last week, to the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, the issue of cost that if we can also look at that, included in the best thing, that must be part of also any situation in terms of implementation of the And I also think that that's not well to everyone, not in our region, it's not in our region, I know, but it's very up there. But things are going terribly wrong. And I think at some point we also need to be aware of what is happening. I know our High Commissioner Ambassador is there.
Yeah, but we had that principle here a couple of years ago.
Maybe
you know what we could perhaps do? To get an update, and I'm sure the department could just stipulate that update. That would satisfy me.
Because
things are
continuing to go wrong.
No, but you were there.
That's my other issue when we adopt them, that we must adopt them. And then when they come and have raised the matter before, I know there's a process that the committee section follows in terms of the head of the section.
You were the one who said we should take one day and adopt all them. That's what you said. Now you're saying we should adopt them.
I never said that.
Okay, it's fine. Let's not get into that. Honorable Gilov.
We had a briefing from the Deputy Minister of International Trade, about Madagascar. And I would like to follow up on that. Of course, the ETF delegations are in a critical stage. We would like to know what we're saying, what's happening.
An update should also
provide
exactly that. Okay. No, it's fine. You've noted that. Let's get those updates. Okay, honorable member, back to... thank you for abusing this opportunity. now, let's return to the document at hand. Any issue that... Okay, nothing. Let's get a move then. Honorable Jacobus, honorable... no. Okay, thank you. The following one is the involvement of South African companies in personally related to the
well, can I throw up a question? And that was just coming out. I remember we spoke about a code of conduct, and there was some non-government organization there that was actually in the process of drawing up a code of conduct. And the whole question, we spoke about code of conduct with implementation and monitoring, and well, if people get outside of it, what could you do? Where are we as far as that?
Want to say something to that, you know?
Thank you, Chair. The discussion, I mean, this report before the committee today, it contains some of the recommendations which will be the next sitting, you know, the committee can now take some of the recommendations and actually involved on them, whether they want to adopt them going forward. There are some recommendations which the experts have made, which are contained in this report, which the committee needs to discuss and actually identify those that they want to adopt.
All right, look, let me put it to you this way. Remember, one of the issues we are dealing with at the first step was also that we will have to take the recommendations and issues arising from our report and engage, look at those that need further action, needed, look at those that need further implementation. There are also, remember, among others, for instance, I know I've made the example of the Peter Blatt. There's a number of recommendations now Peter Blatt. But you see, once we've dealt with the BRRR, it looks, of course, still a new thing. But I get the impression that we merely comply, you know, in order for us to approve the budget. When in fact the BRRR really is about, you know, looking at some of the key issues and making, you know, the necessary comparisons between stated objectives and the allocation, you know, and also some of the other issues that we may want to raise in respect of the spending and so on of the department, and making the recommendations for a resolution, like getting a resolution from Parliament and doing the actual monitoring of implementation of our resolution.
Because remember, part of our resolutions always have a time, or at least in most cases have a time frame for the department to comply. But the practice, to put it to you, has been, at least since I got to Parliament, has always been to just pass, pass these recommendations as they're passed through the House, and that's it, we've done our work. And we don't actually need to do the monitoring, the parliamentarian, what happened to those resolutions. So we said, in response to that, the threat that we would have to take those issues, collect those issues, and see how we sharpen our monitoring on some of those key issues. So let me ask the committee that we also deal with that in the context of our program. Right. Of course, this report, for instance, the issue of managing from this report would also then be brought to the committee as well. Is that okay? Thank you. Is there any other issue pertaining to this report? Okay. Shall we get a mover then? Seconded by Honorable Zero. Okay, that's and then the last. The last one, just a technical correction of the first page. Under present. May require a workshop. that we have an extensive engagement on the Middle East, you know, so that we understand how, you know, how key, for instance, Saudi Arabia is and what are the issues. So that when we have a briefing, for instance, on, say, on Turkey, we understand who and what Turkey is and what are the issues. You understand what I'm saying? So that we have an extensive briefing and understand the...
Chairman, and also some understanding of the strategic importance of the country like Turkey in the current, you know, scheme of things in the Middle East. Because everyone seems to be saying Turkey would be fundamentally, strategically important in resolving the issues in Syria. How important? I don't know.
Exactly. Now, that's exactly what you're talking about. That's exactly the point. We need to understand Turkey.
We
agree, we'll do that in the form of a workshop. Okay, thank you.
Maybe a small technical error, Chairman.
Okay.
I think I did attend this meeting with the Iraqi parliamentary delegation.
Okay.
But I stay in a mission of my name.
Okay, okay. That's correct. Thank you so much.
You have present at the National Congress, and I don't think the IFP and the DA will have to be allowed to be. You put present at the National Congress, the IFP, you are demanding the apology.
Yeah.
You put that there.
Yeah. No, that's normally the format. I didn't expand, but that's exactly what I was referring to when I said, for instance, the African National Congress. That's fine, thank you. All right. Remember, that concludes. The adoption of the minutes. Today you're adding your kids. Procedural advice is one of the key functions. Honorable Suleiman and then Honorable. Okay, that then concludes our meeting. Honorable Member, thank you so much. If you want it, what the Honorable Sir Solomon is?
Mango.
What Honorable Mango that you want to say? Okay, no, thank you.
I will visit you.
I will say.